KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, a little breezy, and it's 32 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with flurries or some freezing drizzle this morning, a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The deadly school bus fire Tuesday morning near Oakland may have involved a bus that was subject to a recall. Pete Katowski with the National Transportation Safety Board spoke at a news conference Thursday morning in Council Bluffs.
At the present time, we are aware of a safety recall issued by NHTSA for school buses similar to the one involved in this incident.
NHTSA is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
That recall involved an issue with the electrical circuitry. Whether that has any involvement in that, that's an area that we are going to continue to examine and actually to make sure that it actually belongs or that recall involved this particular vehicle.
And to reemphasize, it's not clear if the bus involved was actually included in the recall.
We haven't confirmed that this bus was actually involved in the recall. Oftentimes when recalls are issued, they address a particular make and manufacturer, but there's a sequential oftentimes of serial numbers that are involved and not necessarily the whole year. So that's area that we're going down. But that is information that we felt that it was important to release, that that's an area that we're examining.
Katowski called the crash unusual.
The circumstances in this one without a sustained or heavy impact is one of the reasons why it drew our attention. And that's what I meant by the unusual circumstances in this crash.
The accident claimed the lives of only two people on board. They're the only two people on board. The bus driver, 74-year-old Donnie Hendricks, and 16-year-old Megan Clint. The bus from the Riverside School District was backing out of the driveway of the Clint family farm and went into a ditch and caught fire. Katowski was asked if he knows why the two were unable to get out of the bus in time.
No, sir. But that's one area that we're investigating. And that's, again, where we look at, you know, the construction of the vehicle and our survival factors.
He says they're checking to see if there were cameras or other recording devices on board.
Although there was a substantial amount of damage to the interior and to the components involved with this vehicle, we're still looking for traces of that evidence and be able to take it back to our lab facilities to look to see if there's any pertinent information available on it.
Pete Katowski said that they will release more information in a couple of weeks.
Our on-scene investigation generally takes about 5 to 14 days. And upon our departure, within about 14 days or so, we will issue a preliminary factual report about the investigation at that particular time.
As part of that investigation, he said it's a standard procedure to examine the driver's health and fitness for duty.
We have obtained toxicology samples from both the driver and the occupant. They have been forwarded to a lab facility that we use provided by the FAA in Oklahoma City.
Well, Walnut, the antique city, is planning to preserve part of the past by converting the former school building located at 415 Antique City Drive into a new community center. Mayor Gene Larson says they had some options on what to do with the 77,000-square-foot building once it no longer served as a school, and the consensus was to make it useful.
We had to do something. We either have to say, well, let's tear it all down, get rid of it, or that didn't make any sense to most of the folks in town. We had a meeting, and a lot of people came and said, hey, we don't want to tear this down.
After an ad hoc committee was formed, they made a deal with the school board in Avoca to have them spend some money on the building before the city would accept it.
The first thing we did was we had them tear off the 1950 addition to the old school building, which has been there, you know, since 1950. And it seemed out of place, and it was in disrepair. So that was the first thing that went. We asked them to install a state-of-the-art heating and air conditioning system in the middle part of the school. That's the newest part, which was built in 2000.
With the addition of the old school building having been removed, a new HVAC system is being installed in the middle part of the school, and Larson says that part of the project is nearly complete. The idea is for those newly air-conditioned areas to be used for many purposes.
So that makes it very attractive for events like, I don't know, weddings and antique shows and gun shows, craft shows, all kinds of stuff. Meetings, corporate meetings, we could have all kinds of stuff here in Walnut. You know, if we can generate revenue from that building, then we can establish that community center. And We're hoping to have a fitness center in there.
The high school also will be eventually air conditioned and improvements made with the hopes of offering the space to businesses looking to locate in Walnut. To assist with fundraising efforts and sustain the community center well into the future, the city of Walnut recently established an endowment fund with the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation, or PCCF. Funds for the endowment, named the Walnut Community Center Fund, will be used to preserve, renovate, improve, and operate the new Walnut Community Center.
It makes it real easy to donate, and then they invest that money, and then we can pull it out as we need it. But initially, the city is going to own the building, but we're hoping to have some kind of a trusteeship or foundation to eventually take control of it and operate it as a nonprofit.
And on the bonus side, all donations will be met with a 10% contribution from the PCCF. To donate, it's really pretty easy. Just go to www.rpccf.org, select Donate to a Charitable Fund, print and complete the Walnut Community Center Foundation donation form, and mail that form along with your payment to the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation. Officials say that Walnut has the opportunity to show its children that even when one door closes, another door opens. Iowans are being warned about a new high-tech scheme that may catch you off guard while you're surfing the net. Jim Hegarty, president of the Better Business Bureau in the Omaha Council Bluffs area, says it's a sophisticated scam.
You could be sitting at your computer and all of a sudden the computer starts talking to you, telling you that this is Microsoft tech support. We're shutting your computer down because we've detected a virus. Call this 800 number to resolve the problem. And so, you know, it's just a computer voice.
Rest assured, he said that there's nothing wrong with your computer, but crooks are trying to dupe you into giving up your personal information. Also, he says, don't bother calling that toll-free number or you will hear more tall tales.
They claim to be with a subsidiary of Microsoft. They want to help you get the problem solved. It's going to be $199 to get everything cleaned up, or you can buy their virus protection for 2 or 3 or 4 years. And unfortunately, hundreds of thousands of people have given these individuals their credit card.
Coincidentally, he says about 90% of the people who fall for the scam don't even realize they've been victimized.
What they've done is given their credit card information to some bad actors, likely in India, and they've also allowed these individuals into their system where they can operate with malware low and slow. And if you allowed individuals into your system to fix it, you need to shut down your computer, take it into a reliable, trustworthy tech support company.
Have the pros clean up the problem correctly, he says, or any private information on your computer could be at risk. Also in the news, police in Creston today arrested 26-year-old Dale Lee Anson II of Creston. Anson was pulled over and taken into custody for driving while revoked. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments. They're located at 601 Poplar here in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.